Moncrief on News Talk.
We live in a noisy world. And if you think about it, it's difficult to find anywhere that provides a bit of silence. News Talk's Can You Turn That Noise Down correspondent Henry McKean has been out searching for some contemplative silence. Afternoon, Henry.
Good afternoon, Sean. And yeah, it's noisy out there. It's very noisy. And people get irritable. They get cross. And they're now saying that it's really quite difficult to get away from the noise. And this is according to the Irish Times. Spending time every day away from noise is good for your health. We knew this. We knew this already, but it's good to be reminded. After air pollution, road and rail and air traffic noise, noise is the second most important cause of ill health. And this is according to the World Health Organization. I thought I would go full soundscape. So I'm going to bring you some sounds of the city and a publican.
So I'm sitting on a bench here in the city centre and I'm trying to get a little bit of peace and quiet, and we can hear a taxi. There's a hen party going past and a little bit of music coming out of a pub. I think this is the quietest I'm going to get now. I'm having a chat with Nick Curry from Sheehan's Pub. That's your Rod Stewart playing there. How do you find peace and quiet? How do you get peace and quiet?
The moment I finish work, I get on a bus and I go out to Rathfarnham into a nice little pub called the Yellow House and have peace and quiet there.
How important is that to your mental health, to have that quiet?
Oh, very. You're so busy in the daytime or nighttime here. It's good to get away and settle down.
And Ireland is the fourth best in Europe when it comes to quiet. Does that surprise you? We're considered quite a quiet city.
Well, for a busy city, it really does surprise me. But then again, I haven't been down in Temple Bar in maybe 20 years, so...
So at the moment, it's a Monday, you're quiet in the pub, it's okay, you can deal with it.
Today, when I open the door at 12 o'clock, we'll be packed.
You'll be packed?
Yeah. There'll be a queue of people waiting again. So, no, until 5 o'clock, I'll be... There'll be non-stop until that time for me.
So it's busy between 12 and 5?
Oh yeah, very busy.
So during working hours, and then it kind of quietens down?
Then I finish at 5, so after that, then the night shift deal with it, and they're always busy because we open the second bar.
And, you know, you are playing music, it's not too loud. Do you make it loud later?
No, that's actually as loud as it'll get.
So just a bit of background noise?
Just background, yeah, we don't want noise in the pub. It's a place where people come to eat, chat and... make friends.
And do you like Rod Stewart?
Not really, no. He just has to be on the playlist.
There you go. Obviously, Rod Stewart, very popular with our customers. Michael on Twitter says incessant dog barking from dogs left in gardens all day long.
Yeah, that can be very infuriating.
Yeah, if you live on an estate or anywhere and on the edge of town kind of thing, and that would drive you mad.
And this time of the year, it's quite muggy out there. It's a bit rainy. Like, we've got this upstairs bathroom and the window was open just a tiny bit, and I could hear a little poodle barking through the night, and I was just too tired to get up to close the window.
So
I just
put up
with it. Well, a few hours at about 3 or 4 in the morning.
That's what baffles me. Why doesn't somebody try to get the dog to shut up?
You mean like, you know, break into the garden?
No, I mean like the owner of the dog, or is the dog left by themselves?
Yeah, well, I think some people let the dog out at night, and now some people have treble glazing. We haven't got treble glazing, we just have double glazing, so it can get through. And maybe they just can't hear the dog, or maybe they're sound sleepers.
I don't know,
But yeah, some people are quite selfish.
Around where I live, there's a particular house, and every couple of months...
Yeah.
They must travel a lot. Mm-hmm. The alarm goes off. And
that
it's
is so
going
frustrating.
For hours.
That is,
oh my God.
And it's probably one of those old alarms. And the alarms are, obviously, we need them because, you know, burglary and all the rest of it in suburban areas is up. But, you know, for example, without sounding like an advert, Phone Watch, you know the little alarm sign that you have outside your house?
Yeah.
That doesn't do anything. The new European laws say that the alarm can only go off inside the house. So you're not supposed to hear the alarm. So
really?
That must be an old alarm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So the idea is it startles the burglars, and it's really loud in the house, but outside you're not supposed to hear it. So that person...
And it wouldn't start a burglar because you go, no one's going to pay any attention to this because they're hearing it every 3 weeks.
Well, exactly. But
it's like an advert to break into it.
Well, no,
I should break into the house just to teach them a lesson. Someone's for your alarm.
Saying that, alarms are monitored. Lots of them are monitored. So the guards actually do come if our alarm goes off. And they would report, they would say, there's a teenager in the house. And we'd go, ah, we know who that is. So the cameras go on. So anyway.
Okay.
So
Fort Knox, there you got going on there.
I think if you get a decent alarm, that won't happen. But yeah, these annoying, noisy environmental noises drive us all round the bend. And according to WHO, it causes 12,000 premature European deaths every year. And 48,000 new cases of heart disease are linked to noises. I met this man and he talks about concerts near his house.
Yeah, you get a, you know, the migraine.
You get a migraine.
Yeah, that's from tinnitus, from noise.
And how do you deal living in the capital with the noise? We can just about hear the Lewis there.
I have earplugs at home. The hemisphere of the city won't be sounding. It'll be where it should be. I mean, I'm living now in Watling Street in Dublin.
And is that noisy?
Well, I tell you, the last 2 weekends we had metal banders. And it's supposed to be over 11 o'clock, but it didn't stop until 3.
So there were heavy metal bands nearby?
No, it was one crowd. He puts up, what you call this thing? It comes out of the amplifier.
Oh, like a speaker?
Yeah, he had it 12 times what he should have had it.
And was it a party or a concert?
Concert! The metalheads door called.
It was too loud.
Oh, yeah. I says, I close my windows and they have a double. Oh, sorry, that's nice now.
Double glaze.
I says, that's nice now. And I have special sounding on me walls. I says, oh, that's nice. But they didn't pay me €96. That's what they paid to go in.
A free concert.
Yeah, but imagine being at it. God bless them. You know.
Too loud.
Now, and when the pride, I'm not against that, but why do they really go off the wall in Collins's? At the rate they're going, they'll be getting barred. I mean, even now, I think it's outrageous. Were you watching the match last night? Portugal and Spain, I won't say anything about it, just that. I seen three people. The child couldn't be any more than 6 months, and they hadn't got anything to protect the ears of the children. Now, that's not madness, I don't know.
About noise, that man. He's right, though, about certainly in Dublin.
Yes.
Yeah. At this time of the year, there's a lot of open-air concerts in various parks around the place.
Oh, there are. I mean, all over the place.
And that noise. Yeah. Now, I mean, in fairness, they usually shut down about 10:30, 11 o'clock kind of thing.
Yeah.
But you can hear them from a distance.
Oh, completely. I mean, if you live anywhere near Croke Park and there's a big concert on, you could hear the whole thing. Or even St. Anne's Park, if you're a fan of whoever's playing, for example, Tom Dunn and his band the other day played. And if you're a fan, you can hear it. But then,
well, somebody was playing there last night, actually.
Yeah, could you hear them?
Yeah, you can hear a thump, thump.
You can
thump.
Hear the thump. And does it keep you awake?
You'd be waiting for it to be over. Yeah,
but do they offer you complimentary tickets because you're a local? Some people do get
it's probably
them.
Because we probably live miles away from St. Anne's
Park. Far.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's too far for them to. But, like, we can hear it in, they have them in Malahide. We can hear it from there as
well. You can hear from Malahide Castle.
If the wind is blowing that way, you can.
So Duran Duran are coming up on the 30th of June. It's a Monday night.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to hear that.
Yeah, I'll just shout out the window, shut up, Duran Duran!
No, I like Duran Duran. I do. But yeah, I mean, it's one of those things in the city. Cities are noisy, and they are saying that actually Ireland is ranked the fourth in the EU when it comes to a quieter city. But for many out there, that is definitely isn't the case. And myself, I actually like to cut my grass on a Sunday morning. I know that sounds so antisocial, but
it depends what time. Is it like nine o'clock
in the morning?
I'd wait till 10
Would
if it's
you?
Sunday, Henry.
Yeah. I know, but it's a good time to do it. Sure, I've been up ages.
Yeah.
And, you know.
But I can't figure out, like, because occasionally you hear someone, like, you know, they have a leaf blower or a fucking chainsaw and it's 9 o'clock at night, you know.
You think that's a bit outrageous?
That's a bit outrageous, yeah. Why are you doing it now?
Because, no, we did get one of those massive drills that make loads of noise to redo our front drive a while ago.
Yeah.
And a neighbour got a note from another neighbour. He got the blame saying how outrageous it was. but it was me. And I'm sorry about that. But we had to. And it was only 7 o'clock at night. It wasn't 7 p.m.
But it was like a Kango kind of job.
Yeah, really loud. Like proper loud. Like the whole street vibrated. It was very antisocial.
Okay,
but we had to get get it done.
No, indeed. But people are just sitting down, you know, to watch Fair City. And then they can't hear, you know.
They've got that
Jimmy says to Bob or whatever, you know.
But yeah, my lawnmower is actually very, very quiet. It doesn't make too much noise at all. But anyway, modern city living. Here are some city living people and city sounds.
So there's another kind of city noise. It's air conditioning systems. There's about 20 of them blasting away there. Kind of a buzz sound. And just people chatting away here. Is modern life too noisy?
It can be sometimes. It all depends on what mood you're in when you're waking up in the daytime or whatever day it is. So it's a kind of a mental thing if it's too noisy sometimes for people. And then other times you want that noise as well if you miss it a little bit.
Like we can hear stilettos going past, seagulls. There's a builder setting up a barrier behind us. All these city noises.
That's part of Dublin town. That's part of the soul of what the town is. And if you're living in there, you need to know that. And then again, sort of people as well, they can just turn around and say, oh, I need to get out of here. But all those noises, it's like back in the day when they'd done the ad for the Lewis tracks. You'd hear the Lewis bing bonging, you'd hear people walking around, you could hear the builders, all that. And that's part of what a town is, what Dublin town is. And it's the soul of the place as well.
And do you keep your phone on silent? Does it ring out loud?
I leave it on loud, just in case I miss it. If it's on silent, I probably won't hear, or you know, it's
so it
does. Call.
It does.
Beep. That's the only thing.
And public transport? How do you feel about people, I suppose, watching videos out loud? Are you okay with that?
Well, out loud, I don't know about that. Obviously, you know, everyone has earphones now, so it's not that bad in all fairness.
What's the most annoying modern noise in modern life for you?
Oh, that's one for you
don't
now.
Don't say my voice.
Did you say don't say my voice? Yeah. Lovely voice.
It's listening to all the building works going on in Dublin City at the moment.
All the banging.
Every single, like, what the hell? It's one thing gone, and then it's something else, and then it's something else, and then it's something else, and then it's something else.
Is modern life too noisy?
To me, I don't hear it, to be quite honest with you.
You just don't hear all the
background? I don't hear, no.
You could get numb to it as well, especially if you're living in town all the time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it is actually. Yeah. That's what happens sometimes. You get numb to the sound.
Yeah, I suppose you could, but it depends what you're trying to do. If you're in the in the city centre, you mightn't hear those things.
Yes. Oh, completely.
Because you're expecting it. But it depends if you're at home and you're expecting a bit more quiet then. Mm.
I remember living in the city centre, right in the heart of the city centre, and you, as you said, you'd become completely numb to all those background noises, that kind of that humming sound, and you could hear it there in that clip. That's
well, actually, no, that's a weird, and if you're used to living in a city, and then you go and stay in the country, and you go and it's weird, it's so quiet,
except for the birds,
but depends, and cows are noisy as
cows make noise.
Oh God, first thing in the morning, those.
What do they do?
They
can, mooing
I want
or?
To swear, but they moo. And they just go mad mooing first thing in the morning.
You.
They would, yeah.
And what about like the chickens and the cockerels?
I don't know. I've never.
You've never experienced
I've
that.
I've never experienced that, but I imagine they'd be the same. Mm. Is your lawnmower now an electric one?
I don't know the name of the brand. It was a gift.
Well, do you plug it in?
It doesn't plug. Well, it's got like a charger inside it. So it doesn't have any wires, but it's not a Flymo. But it's not.
That'd be quieter then.
It's very quiet, and it's not one of those robot ones because I always worry it would like drop the seat off.
It'd go be down the street mowing somebody else's front lawn.
Exactly.
Or you mightn't see it again. So all this stuff about like it's bad for mental health and people are dying left, right and centre.
Yeah.
Is that the experts think that?
I mean,
they?
We do reach out to Leisha Redmond McGrath, chartered work and coaching psychologist, she explains.
Nowadays, we are bombarded with noise, with pollution, with stressors from our work and our family lives that are much more high octane than what our nervous system was originally designed to cope with. Back in the day, we would have had short bursts of drive to, you know, run away from a lion or whatever was chasing us. But then we would recalibrate back to a baseline, back to a level where homeostasis can occur in the body, where we can rest and digest and come back to a happier way of being. What's happening now, of course, is that with all the pollution, with all the stresses, with all the noise, our nervous systems are a little bit more hijacked, leading to lower mental and physical health statistics. And I suppose what this article is pointing to is the importance of taking time out, whether it be a calm room, a calm moment, a calm space. Ideally, I would say out in nature. There's a lot of science that shows that when we're out in nature, our nervous systems calibrate to the frequency of the trees, the river, the ocean, whatever you're around. And that's the way that nature intended us to be. So the more that we can get back to those calmer spaces, those quieter places, ideally out in nature, the better it is for our nervous systems, particularly if we're living in cities where there is all that pollution, all that overwhelm, all that noise, all the congestion. And we know, of course, from both our medical doctors, colleagues and fellow psychologists, that we really do need to take the bull by the horns here and really make these changes happen. Because living in cities, living around these pollutions, around this always on phenomenon of Western living is detrimental. So we really need to take ownership of this and drive on ourselves.
Yeah. Mm. A few comments from people. The seagulls go absolutely mad at about 7 a.m. in the Liberties every morning. Generally, I'm actually quite fond of the seagulls around. I'm entertained by them, but noise at bloody 7 a.m. on a Tuesday. Come on, lads. Yeah, the seagulls are the worst. Retail workers say they can switch off the annoying background music at Christmas until some idiot says, "I don't know how you put up with that music all day long." Well, actually, I'm probably guilty of that myself. I don't know how they put up with it. Henry, you have never annoyed me before, but my God, cutting the grass at 9 a.m. on a Sunday morning. Come on, man, that's madness. No, it's a quiet, it's an electric one, we established that.
It's only a little bit of a hum. It's like
it's a little... yeah, you wouldn't
know. You know, it's nothing major.
Yeah, there's Pat says there's a difference between between controllable noise and uncontrollable noise. Traffic noise is uncontrollable, but people playing their phones on a bus or a train is controllable and annoying. Well, indeed, you're right. Now, I have a little caravan in the depths of West Cork and I head there every Thursday to Sunday. No lights, electricity or city noise. It's my little piece of heaven. All I hear is the sea, the birds and other wildlife.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Absolutely beautiful.
But no electricity. So, you know, no lights.
Still?
Nothing.
Total peace.
Well, no noise, but, you know, cold. I think there's a legal limit for how long your alarm can go. It's 20 or 30 minutes max. Says another texter. There probably is, but what are you going to do about it?
I know, they're not going to arrest you because your alarm went off.
Well, especially if you're not there. I second the dog barking. It's the worst. People are so inconsiderate. My neighbours have six between them. We are saving to move.
Six dogs barking. Yeah. Wow, yeah. That's a lot of dogs.
Yeah, because one sets off the other and then they're all... Rah, rah, rah,
and then the dogs nearby respond to the barking, yeah. So then the whole neighbourhood's barking.
Oh, God. Music, or more often, muzak, is the absolute worst. We don't need to have music on in every freaking supermarket. It's always terrible and it devalues our respect for actual music. We don't listen to it anymore. It's just there. Yeah, that's an interesting point. I wonder what the logic is for having that kind of music playing in the background. And finally, somebody else says that when I think about it, it's actually mad how little time I spend in silence. The battery died on my earphones the other day. And I didn't know what to do with my own thoughts. Oh no, alone with your own thoughts. If we're actually relatively good in Ireland, who were the worst?
Well, it turns out Belgium, Germany and Luxembourg are quite noisy. And I think it's because of populations and people are quite, you know, they're living quite near each other and perhaps industrialization as well. Factories make a lot of noise. And also, if you live near the airport, as we know, planes can be quite noisy and, you know, planes taking off and landing can be noisy too. But for me, I think it's the Americans. I think they're noisy in every way. Their cars are noisy. Their country's noisy.
It's funny, you know, I was just saying that the other day.
Yeah.
That when they give Americans passports, mm-hmm. they should have a little sticker on it saying, please keep it down when you're outside the country.
They do speak really quite
so loudly.
So loudly,
yeah.
And much louder than we speak.
Yeah.
Except the Spanish also are very noisy. And they kind
well,
of,
you can't really understand them, so that's... So it's not so bad.
But no, the Americans, here are the Americans.
I just normally like go on drives. There's a big local park, Forest Park in St. Louis. That's the second largest public park in the U.S. So
And do you keep your phone on silent on public transport? Do you take public transport?
I mean, sometimes there's a decent metro system in St. Louis, but yeah, I always keep it on silent 99% of the time anyways, so definitely on public transport for sure.
How do you get quiet?
Just going off by myself, you know, sitting in a peaceful little place. We have a screened-in porch that I just love, so I go there.
A screened-in porch, that means that it's kind of covered?
Yes, exactly. It's just like, you know, a regular porch, but it has, you know, it's covered all around. So it's sort of like a room, outside room.
And you sit in there and look out the window?
Yes, exactly. And just enjoy the beauty.
So like in the movies where they sit there with their American flag and people walk past?
We don't have the American flag up, but yeah. And now we're not real patriotic this right now at this time.
Well, actually, I was in rock and roll bands, not so much heavy metal, but it caught up to me in my later days. But probably the most annoying noise, and I have to plug my ears, is fire trucks, ambulance, those high-pitched sirens.
You don't like the loud sirens?
It's too much.
Too much for your ears?
Yeah.
And how is your hearing these days?
I have a little bit of a ring going, but it's to the point where it's noticeably bothering me.
And do you find your city? Where is your city?
I'm in South Carolina.
And is it noisy back there?
Not as noisy as a bigger city. I'm a smaller city than Dublin, but we do have the fire trucks, the ambulances,
and you big 4-liter vehicles that make noise.
Yeah.
And yourself, do you have your phone on silent, or is it still out loud if it rings?
That's funny. I keep it on silent all the time.
You do?
Or vibrate. I don't do the volume. That's another thing that annoys me. The most annoying sound, and I don't know how this became, but it came about a year or two ago, is like chip wrappers. Like,
you don't like the noise of, we call them crisps.
Yes.
So the crisp wrappers opening. You don't like that noise?
Oh, it drives me nuts.
Why?
And it never used to. I have no idea. It just one day became a thing where I'm like, oh.
And is it because you know you're going to get the smell of them straight away, or?
It's the sound of the ruffling.
Right. Okay. That's a real phobia there. To end things on a positive note, though, someone says, I live in Cork City, and it's constantly noisy. From 4 a.m, I hear the diesel trains warming up in Kent Station. There's traffic noise all night long. I hear concerts playing, passers-by fighting, kids playing and roosters crowing. I kid you not. And to be honest, I love it. Summertime is the best because I can keep the window open all night. It's the song of the city.
They like the sound of the trains.
Yeah. Well, no, I kind of like the sound of trains as well. It's kind of a comforting sound.
I remember staying above a pub in London not that long ago, and the tube went right past my window, and it just went jiggy, jiggy, jiggy. And I kind of liked it. It was quite, you know, relaxing.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
I can understand why you would like that. But that Kent station can be really noisy. I stayed at a hotel right beside it, and it's proper noisy.
It is proper noisy. Mm. Last year, I was in a diner in New York.
Yes.
And we were, like, having breakfast, and The diner kind of shook slightly, and I went, oh, wow, we must be right over the subway. But it turned out it was an earthquake.
Oh, an earthquake?
Yeah, an actual earthquake.
Actual noise? That wasn't noisy. That was scary.
That was, no, but I didn't realise what it was at the time. I wish I'd known, and then it would have, like, thrown myself around a bit, you know, and been a bit more dramatic about
it. And did you like being involved in the earthquake?
I mean, yes, I did, because I, you know, it wasn't very scary, and my life
kind of shook you up a bit.
Yeah. No, it was a delicious breakfast after that. Henry, thanks a million as ever. Henry McKean there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.